Did you see your son?
What?
Did you get to see your son?
Yes, once.
Yeah. He lied to me just a little less than a year ago.
Denise, you want to move up to a row so you're not by yourself?
I have it. Oh, so I'm not alone?
Yeah. There are a couple seats there if you want to just hop up, you know what I mean? Okay, so let's just see what happens. We did go over this quite a bit last week, okay, even though a lot of you were not here. So if you were here last week, really leave. Really try to leave right now, okay? Because this is a tricky little arrangement, okay? Especially when it comes to the follows, right? Because just when you think you know the timing, right, the beats of your follows, it changes, like, okay? Sopranos, you have a little bit easier time with this than the other sections, okay? But, anyway, and then it goes to the chorus, then you go on to the next page, like, that seems normal. Let's go on to the next page, and then we go back to the chorus, and then you have to flip two pages, right, forward to get to the verse 3. And that's why, again, it's just the way, it's a little bit tricky, okay? Everyone understand what's happening in the piece? So we sing verse 1, which is on the first page, and we go to the chorus. Okay, end of the chorus goes right into verse 2. It starts in the basis. Okay, we get to the top of page 3. You see the repeat signs there? That takes us to the chorus. Bottom of page 1, we finish the chorus in the middle of 2, but now this time we have to flip to page 3 for the beginning of verse 3. Which the altos start. Okay. So page 1, page 2, top of 3. Okay. Anyway, just follow it. Page 1, page 2, back to the chorus. Whatever. You'll get it. Follow the page numbers. Follow the drinking. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Follow baritones and follow basses. Nothing in between. Okay, just 2 G's an octave apart. Okay, again. It got better than this last week, even with like 25 people. So let's make it happen, guys. Here we go. Ready? Basses and altos. Right on it. 1, 2, ready, and. Off. See that? So it's follow, off. That first one is only 3 beats, okay, total. Follow, off. Follow, off. Follow. So the timing is not the same every time. That's why it's tricky. Okay? Follow. Off. Follow. Off. Follow. Follow. Follow the drinking gourd. So you have to have some kind of understanding of rhythm. Okay? And how many beats everything gets. Okay, but it's not the same every single time. Here we go. Altos and basses. Ready, and here we go. Off. Follow the drinking gourd, right? Follow. I didn't hear you do that. follow the twinkling horn. Okay, try it again from the top. You don't have any music? Well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. Okay, ready? Then can you look on to his music?
No, I
don't. You don't have music either? Oh, okay. Great! Here we go! Basses and altos! Here we go! One, two, ready, and...
Follow the drinking gourd. Follow the drinking gourd. Follow.
altos, and sopranos. Tenors, altos, and sopranos, no bass. Ready? Chorus? Ready? And here we go. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of fake your way up and down the passage, but it's not exactly correct. Yeah. Okay, so here we go, altos. Ready? And here we go. Market. Oh, you're not allowed to mark our music. Okay, when you get the music that's your very right on, you can mark it. Here we go. Ready?
Virtual mark.
Okay, here we go. Basses, chorus, ready? And here we go. No, no, it's not drinking gore, it's drinking gore. It's long right there. Okay, ready? And here we go. Oh my goodness. Okay. Everybody, you have the chorus, please. Oh boy. Really, if you would really double the bass part as much as possible.
Just play the bass.
Like, just like. Okay, here we go. Chorus, everyone. Ready? Ready? And here we go. The fifth of the chord. You've got to be the middle note of the chord. Okay, so here's your note. Go. They're like. Go. Against all of you singing that note, right, the B flat. There are three people singing a D. It's going to be easier for them to tune that if you're really giving me a presence on that B flat, and or else they feel like they're just dangling out in space on the dominant. You know what I mean? On the fifth note. All right. One more time from the beginning, and then I want us to be ready to go on to the next verse. Got it? Here we go. From the beginning with an intro. Yes.
Follow, 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 follow
together on the first left. Okay? Left, left foot. Bada. Right? Does everybody see that? Sopranos and tenors. Left, and then altos and basses. Left foot. Left, left foot. Peg foot. Okay? Left, left foot. Peg foot. Okay? It's not all at the same time. So let's start right there with left. Ready, tenors and sopranos? Ready? And here we go. Stop. Stop. Sopranos and tenors open. Ready? And here we go. Let's see if the altos and basses can come in correctly. Okay? Okay, I'll count you in. One, two, three, four. That's what I thought. Okay, so let's go. Let's do altos first. Let's do altos first. Again, with the downbeat. Okay, just what you play. Okay, ready? One, two, ready, and. Just follow the drinking board. Yeah, let's do it again. One, two, ready, and. Left foot, peg foot, traveling on. Just follow the drinking board. With the sopranos, ready? Sopranos and altos, left. One, two, ready, and. Page 2, verse 2. Right, altos?
Yeah.
Middle of page two. Middle of page two, autos. Okay, ready? Bases start, go.
It's a trick one.